his friends. This year should be a special class for Avi Marini Maresi Sheyichyu. And the schus to all of the cholim in this terrible machalas coronavirus. And Leinishmas Maris Esther Bas Reb Shmuel, we're going to be discussing the inyan of Chatzi Ev Chatzi Ben Chorin, based on the Torah, Mor Rabbi Agon Agadol, Chaim Er Horowitz Shlita. In the Gemara Maseches Chagiga, Dalet Amud Aleph, Rav Huna learns from the Pasuk by Mitzvah Ru'iyah of El Panei Adon Hashem to pater an Eved from the Mitzvah Ru'iyah, because Dafka, somebody who has only one Adon is Chayv in the Mitzvah Ru'iyah, and this excludes somebody who has another Adon, and therefore an Eved is pater in Mitzvah Ru'iyah. There Ravina says that the drush is needed, Dafka, no. To pater is not needed to pater an Eved from Ru'iyah, because since women are pater, Eved Adam are also pater. Rather, what's the drush needed for? It's needed to pater a chatzi eved, chatzi ben chorin. You might think that he's chayav because of the tzad ben chorin shebo. Kamash melan the pasuk that he's pater and he does not have to be ole le regel. So that pater is not a complete eved. He's pater from the limud from nashim, and just like nashim, so to eved. And this drasha of el panei adam hashem to pater. And Eved is talking about a chaytzi chaytzi, chatzi Eved chatzi ben chorin, and kamashulon that he's pater, you might think he's chayav al tzad ben chorin shabo, kamashulon the pasuk, that he is really pater. Earlier on Beis Amud Aleph, we say that we learned in the Mishnah, kol chayav meriyah, is coming to include a chatzi Eved chatzi ben chorin. We ask from Ravina who holds that, what do you mean a kol chayav meriyah is coming to mechayav a chaytzi chaytzi? Ravina says that a chaytzi chaytzi is pater, like we just learned. And the Gemara answers, "Kan l'mishnah rishon, kan l'mishnah acharona," because it says in Gittin, and af mem aleph amid aleph, that if somebody is a chetzi chetzi, half eved, half ben chorin, he serves his master one day. He serves his master one day, and he serves himself one day. That's Beis Hillel, and Beis Shammai says, "No, you can't get married that way." So very, you force his master to free him, and you make him a ben chorin. And Beis Hillel went back to Paskin like Beis Shammai. So Rashi explains, the Mishnah Rishona holds like Ravina. Ravina is talking about the Mishnah Rishona. That in the Mishnah Rishona, since one day he's serving his master, he's still considered an Eved, he still has an Adon, and therefore he's going to be Pater Meri'iyah, because he still has an Adon. That's Mishnah Rishona. So the Ravina is going according to the Mishnah Rishona, and therefore he says Pater. Avala Mishnah Achrona, since we are Kofa, his master, to free him, he is like he was already freed, and therefore he's Chayav in Re'iyah. So Akol Chayav Meri'iyah is coming to include half Eved, half Ben Chorin. That's according to the Mishnah Achrona, that you force his master to free him. Therefore he's Chayav in Re'iyah. Ravina says he's Pater, he's talking about Mishnah Rishona, where he still has to serve his master one day, and therefore he is Pater from Aliyah, the regel. The Tosis in Daf Dalet Amud Aleph Raskalo asks that here it's mashma that a chatzi eved lefi the Mishnah Achrona is chayav, because since his master is a free, it's like he's already freed. But in Gittin, the beginning of Hasholeach, when Beis Amud Beis, we have a shayla about a chatzi eved, if there's a knas, if the shor kills him, and there's a knas of Shloshim Shkalim, is there a knas by a chatzi eved chatzi ben chorin? Because it says Yitein la'adonav, and he has an adon. And this is talking about the Mishnah Achrona, as it says there. So, there, according to the Mishnah Achrona, says that he has an adon. Here, according to the Mishnah Achrona, he's chayv in Re'iyah, because it's like he doesn't have an adon. So, the Fida Mishnah Achrona, does he have an adon, like his mashman Gittin? Or does he not have an adon? As is the mashmaos of the Gemara here. And therefore he's chayiv, because ain't lo adon acher. Ain't lo el adon echad. He only has one master, according to our Gemara. And therefore he's chayiv in aliyah l'regel. So Tosis and Erechin answers this kasha, and they say something very interesting. The gabe ol l'regel, ain't lo adono, deno yochal akvam las l'ragate las melachto.
So
So we can be mechalek that when it comes to Aliyah L'Regel, he's not his master. Why not? Because he can't stop him from being Ola L'Regel in order to do the malacha of his Adam. But he's still called his Adam. A lot of Achronim had trouble with this teretz. What does this mean? That when it comes to Ola L'Regel, he's not considered his Adam, because he can't stop him from going up L'Regel in order to do the malach of the Adam. But he's still called his Adam. So, what the Tosis means is, as is Mefurish in the Rashba, that according to the Mishnah Achrona, the Maisa Yodayim of the Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chorin is La'atzma. He gets to keep his Maisa Yodayim. So it's the Rashman Beis on Beis and Tosis Arash there, and the Chagiga Daf Beis on Pedalad on Beis. So he gets to keep his Maisa Yodayim. So since he gets to keep his Maisa Yodayim, it's considered that he doesn't have an Adon, and he's Chayv and Aliyah L'Regel. But he's still called his Adon, and therefore maybe there's going to be a Knas or Shloshim Shkalim. So we have to understand what it means that Maisa Yodayim is Kovei Avdus. Is Avdus measured by Maisa Yodayim? Okay, so the Maisa Yodayim goes to him now. Just because the Maisa Yodayim goes to him, he's not an Eved anymore. And if that's how we measure Avdus, then why Legabe Knas is the Avdus not measured Lefi the Maisa Yodayim? We say when it comes to Knas, even though the Maisa Yodayim go to his master, maybe he's still considered an Eved. When it comes to Knas, even though Maisa Yodayim go to himself, Maisa Yodayim La'atzmo, but maybe he's still considered an Eved. So we say here when it comes to Aliyah L'Regel, since his Maisa Yodayim is La'atzmo, Memela, he's not considered an Eved anymore. But there, when it comes to Knas, maybe he's still an Eved. A, how's Maisa Yodayim a Modeid for Avdus? Only if his Maisa Yodayim are to his master, he's an Eved. And the second Shaila is, if it is, then why by Knas do we not say that? That even though his Maisa Yodayim go to himself, we say that he's still an Eved, and the Adam gets a Knas. Another Kash, if we say Avdus L'Kabi Lila Regel is measured by whether his master can stop him from going up, like Tosfos says, that Av L'Gabe Aliyah L'Regel, Avdus means that he can't stop him from going up, so therefore since he can't stop him from going up, he's not considered an Eved. So if that's the Modeid, if that's the measuring stick, so even according to Mishnah Rishona, we should have a case that the Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chorin should be Chayv Aliyah L'Regel. If his master lives in Yerushalayim, he lives like I used to live, in Rechov Or HaChaim. I was zelchem wherever I was. I have almost no mitzvahs. I have such few mitzvahs I can count them, maybe. But I lived in Yerushalayim for about 21 years. That's a mitzvah. I hope I did. I'm saying, I was there. I was there. I was living in Yerushalayim. What a huge schus. So let's say his master lives in Yerushalayim. So on the day that the Eved serves himself, on his day, on his off day, he can go to the Mikdash, and then he can go back to his master's house. So even according to the Mishnah Rishona, on the day that the Eved is serving himself, the Adon can't stop him from being Ola L'Regel. Even according to the Mishnah Rishona, that one day he has to serve his master, one day serve himself, his Adon can't be makiv him being Ola L'Regel. And if that's true, then why shouldn't he be chayiv in the mitzvah of Re'iyah? He should be chayiv in the mitzvah of Re'iyah, because according to Tosis, that's the measuring stick. Can his master stop him? So even according to the Mishnah Rishona, his master can't stop him, his master lives nearby. So he should be chayiv according to both. So it would appear Pshat and Tosis is like this. that Bivadai Avdus is not totally Maisi Adayin. Rather, Le'inyin Mitzis Ri'iya, why do we want to be Mechayiv him in Aliyah L'Regel? Because he's a Ben Chorin. On the tzad that he's a Ben Chorin. Since he's a Ben Chorin, on that tzad, we want to be Mechayiv him. Because Mitzad Avdus, he's Pater, because it's a Mitzish, it's Mangram. So we want to be Mechayiv him in Aliyah L'Regel, Mitzad Avdus. Mitzad Ben Chorin Shebo. But if he's still meshubit to his master, and his ma'isi adayim goes to the master, we call it yesh lo adon acher. Even the chelik ben chorin would be considered that it has an adon, because sof he is not completely acquired to himself. He doesn't completely own himself, because his ma'isi adayim still goes to his master. So since we're focusing on the ben chorin side of him, and his ma'isi adayim might still go to his master, so he's not a complete ben chorin. If he's not a complete Ben Chorin, then maybe Yesh Lo Adon Acher. So he's Chayv in Aliyah L'Regel. If Yesh Lo Adon Acher, then he's Patur Mi Aliyah L'Regel. Because he's another Adon, because his Maisi Adayim go to his Adon. So on the Tzad of the Eved, he's Patur. Maybe on the Tzad of Ben Chorin, he's also Patur. Because his Maisi Adayim go to his master. He's not completely free. And if we say no, his ma'isi adayim go to himself, that's considered no, he has no adon acher. So ene chinami he has a tzad ben chorin, and that tzad is pater is mechayvim and aliyah l'regel, and also compounded by the fact that his ma'isi adayim stick with him, that's considered there is no adon. But by gittin l'inyan knas, why do we want to be mechayv knas? Mitzum al tzad avdus shebo. He has a tzad avdus. Or b'tzad avdus, it doesn't matter that his ma'isi adayim go to himself, because he's an eved. When we're talking about aliyah l'regel, we're focusing on the ben chorin side. That's what's going to be mechayiv him. So we say, his ben chorin side should be mechayiv him. But if his ma'isi adayim still go to his master, we're going to say that he's patur, because he's an adon acher. Kam shalom says his ma'isi adayim go to himself, he's considered that he doesn't have an adon acher. But here, it's not going to help that his ma'isi adayim go to himself, because he still has a tzad avdus. And that tzad avdus is going to mean that the knas is going to go to the master. Even if he gets to keep his ma'isi adayim, but else the tzad avdus, the knas is going to go to his master. So the shailin kitten is that maybe there'd be a ptur from knas. Because yes, there's a tzad eved, but since he's not the ma'isi adayim go to himself, he's not legamrei an eved. Only somebody whose monetary aspect goes to his master is going to get. There's going to be a knas for him. But here, where his monetary aspect doesn't go to his master, maybe that's going to pater him. So that would be because it's considered that he doesn't have a master, since his monetary part doesn't go to his master. So that's the tzad in Gittin to say that. Maybe he is an Eved, because sof he's an Eved. He's an Eved, so there's a knas for his master. Mitzad his Avdus, he's going to be, the knas is going to go to his master. But the tzad in the Gemara that no, is that since Ma'isi Adayim is La'atzmo, so we say that maybe the Torah is only talking about somebody who's completely owned by his master, and he's not, because it's tzad and mamonis themselves. So those are the two tzadim. Tosis here says, there he's still called an Adon. There it's still called that he has an Adon. Adon Mikri. Why? Because Psof he's an Eved. And Mitzad his Avdus is going to be a Knas. Mashen Kain here, we want to be Mechayivim and Aliyah L'Regel. Why? So Mitzad Eved, he's definitely Pater. We want to be Mechayivim Mitzad the Ben Chorin. And the clear is that since his Maisi Adayim go to his master, so we say, since the Ma'isi Adayim go to himself, if his Ma'isi Adayim would go to his master, then what would we say? We'd say maybe he's Pater. But he's not a complete Ben Chorin. So Kamashman, the Ma'isi Adayim go to himself, so that makes him enough of a ben chorin to pater him from, say, mitzad the ben chorin shavu is going to be pater from, he's going to be chayv in alila regel, and also since his ma'isi adayim go to himself, so mitzad that his ben chorin is also going to be chayv in alila regel because he's not considered an eved. Now we can sweeten up the lashon of the rush and get men base and base. The ain lo adam hani shakvena leilech larega bavur she rotze la she asa lo malachto, like Tosfos says. Ule misha achron amaisi adav la atzmo, ava mekol makom akati adin udelo mishri vabas chorin el al yado. So he has no adam because his adam can't stop him from going up laregel to do his work for him, and the mishna achrona holds that his maisi adam goes to himself. Nevertheless, he still has an Adon because he can't marry a Bas Chorin. Until the Adon frees him. So what's Pshat? Pshat is in the Tosa Rosh, Lelinyin Eved Gamor, the Avdus is measured by whether he's an Eved. Is he Mutter Lava Bakal? The answer is no. So Lamaisi is an Eved, and since Lamaisi is an Eved, there might well be a Knas. But Le'inyan Aliyah L'Regel, that we're done to be Mechayiv the Tzad Ben Chorin Shabo. Just the Tzad Abdus is Me'akev. Since half of his goof is shaykh to his adam, and he can be ma'akev him from being ol l'regel. So, here we have the svara that since his master can't be ma'akev him from being ol l'regel, he's chayv mitzvah ri'yas. That's the chilik Tosam Rush makes. Akati adon, be'etzim, he's an adon, he has an adon because he's asur v'bas chayrin, so he's be'etzim as a shame evet. And that's how you measure his avdus. Just here, we want to be mechayv and alila regel out tzad ben chorin shabo. Okay, you're right, he's a ben chorin, but his master can stop from going up l'regel to do his work for him. So kamash malan, that since he can't, he's going to be chayv and alila regel. Since Adam can't stop him, mitzad is ben chorin, he's going to be chayv and alila regel. And Chorin, like we said, compounded by the fact that his Adam can't stop. If Adam could stop him, then that would make him have another Adam. So essentially he's half-half. So the fact that he's half-half, when it comes to Knas, so what do we say? That he's an Eved. So it could very well be that there's a Knas. He's Asur B'Vas Chorin. And here we say, no, he's free. Why? Because we're looking at the Ben Chorin side. There he's Aser Babas Yisrael because he's a Tzad Abdus. And here he's Chayv and Alila Regel because he's a Tzad Ben Chorin. And the fact that his Ma'isi Adayim is La'atzmo means that his master can't stop him from going up L'Regel. He can do his own work. He can't say, work for me. His Ma'isi Adayim go to himself. And since his Ma'isi Adayim go to himself, that's not going to be Ma'akev, his Ben Chorin side, from being Chayv and Alila Regel, because now his Ben Chorin side is not only Be'etzim Ben Chorin, but it's also Ma'isi Adayim La'atzmo. So the master doesn't have anything on him on his Ben Chorin side. Neither the Ma'isi Adayim nor his Etzim Shem Evet, because we're talking about the Ben Chorin side. So Mameli's Chayv and Alila Regel. And with this, we can also answer the kasha we asked, the Mishnah Rishona. We have a case where his master can't stop from being ol l'regel when he lives in Yerushalayim. The answer is no, because according to the Mishnah Rishona, even though on Yom Shel Atzmo, the Adam can't stop from being ol l'regel, but since his chatzi abdus spreads out to all of him, like the Ktzo says in Kufayin Aleph, Sifkat Aleph, the Gam Yom Shel Atzmo, he has no kinyan haguf la'atzmo. He's meshubet to his master. So Memela is patur from Re'iya, because that's considered Yesh Lo Adon Acher. Only according to the Mishnah Achrona, since his Ma'isi Adayim go to himself, in other words, there's no more Kinyan Mammon, so we could be Mechayiv his Chatzi Ben Chorin side to go L'Regel. So according to the Mishnah Achrona, he's a much stronger Chatzi Ben Chorin side, because his master no longer has a Kinyan Mammon in him. But according to the Mishnah Rishona, as the Ketzos explains, even Biyom Shel Atzmo, he's still Meshubatu, he's still owned by his master, because the Avdus is Mispashet in all of him. And Memele, he's Pater from Aliyah L'Regel, because Yesh Lo Adon Acher. So right, his master can't stop him from going up, but he's still an Eved, and an Eved is Pater Meriyah. Because again, the Ikar Modeid is he an Eved or not? So once you establish that he's an Eved, it doesn't matter that he could go up on his free day. He's an Eved. So according to Mishnah Rishona, he's Pater Meriyah L'Regel. Hashem can, according to Mishnah Achrona, no. He really has a strong Tzad Ben Chorin, and therefore his Kenyan Mammon is La'atzmo. So Mirtz Hashem, in the next shir, we will see how from this teretz of the Rishonim, Tosis, and the Rashba, and the Tosa Rosh, we are able to bring out Chidushei Dinim. And hopefully in the next shir we will continue to see Niflos Mitoras Hashem. Shalom, shalom, sweetest Mitzvah.